Good morning, Wisconsin. Good morning, world. It's a new day, and thank you for kicking it off with us right here at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio. Got your host, James J. behind the mic. I am joined by our head of news, Melissa K.
Good morning.
And we're joined by our great friend, Paul Trombe from the Weather Eye Weather Center. Good morning, Paul.
Yeah, good morning to you guys.
Good to have
you. Good morning. We missed you yesterday.
Yeah.
I don't know what's happening. I was trying to call out, and it was just giving me a busy signal.
You know what it was? Paul, I got to apologize. Your number is very familiar to a creditor that just will not leave me alone. And it, no.
James, you're terrible. Our phones weren't working, Paul. It wasn't your fault.
It all makes sense. Yeah.
Did you have a good weekend, Paul?
I did. How about you guys?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it was good.
Yeah. We are under a heat advisory coming up tomorrow. Is that correct, Paul? Is that what you're seeing?
That's right. Yeah, an excessive heat warning in effect here tomorrow afternoon into tomorrow night. And then from there, we'll continue to kind of fall off a little bit more each day after that hottest day of the week tomorrow passes us by. But we do still stay with lingering clouds today. Some breaks in the cloud cover building in as we get a little further midday afternoon as highs reach about 89 today. An east-southeast wind 10 to 15. Muggy night tonight, clear to partly cloudy, 73. And then upper 90s Wednesday with some sunshine mixed in with a few clouds. Southwest winds 10 to 15. Those heat index values getting over 100 tomorrow, anywhere from 105, maybe as high as 110 with that combination of heat and humidity on a Wednesday afternoon. 70 on Wednesday night, a slight chance for a storm. 92, partly sunny Thursday, slight chance for a storm. And then an isolated storm chance Friday, otherwise partly sunny and cooling down to some mid-80s. Still looking at better temperatures for the weekend, mid-70s, partly sunny skies Saturday, upper 70s, partly cloudy into Sunday. But yeah, definitely ramping up that heat here into tomorrow to kind of be certainly mindful of if you have any outdoor things you need to do. If you have the choice, definitely maybe do it another day. It would be my advice. Yeah.
It's some good advice. We certainly want you to keep an eye on any of our seniors out there. Keep the your furry friends indoors
Your
pets. Off of concrete as best as you can. All of the above.
Absolutely.
You know, I tried to cover for you yesterday, Paul, but all I said was, it's going to be hot.
Yeah.
So much better forecast. Well done. Don't worry, I'm not going to take a job.
Yours is easy to remember, though. It's to the point. Yeah.
Appreciate you, Paul. Thank you so much for the time, sir. Have a good day.
All right, sounds good.
Thank you.
Best in the business right there, our good friend Paul Trombe, the Weather Eye Weather Center. We missed Paul. That was good. Melissa and I got a bunch of great stuff lined up for you today, everybody. It is National Tooth Fairy Day. We're going to talk about that in a little bit. We got screen apnea we have to discuss, Melissa. I want to get into that one, too.
All right.
Did you have living room or bedroom parents that we're going to find out what
living
that is?
Room or, okay.
Yeah, we'll get into that one a little bit later. And a little bit later as well, four tricks to quickly find something you lost.
Something we all need tricks for. Yeah. Yes, please.
All that coming up for you. Of course, Misty's Menu Birthday and Anniversary Club around the corner as well. And it's live radio. You don't know what can happen. You put Melissa and I in a room together. Who knows? Or on the air together. And we got something exciting to bring up right now. And it's a little interesting because this is different for me, Melissa. Talking about another radio station while on a different radio station, even if they are under the same umbrella, is just very new. And I love it. I'm so excited about this. Our sister station, WIRI, Wiz Country, where you can catch the Sunrise Show from 7 to 8, Monday through Friday. We are rolling out a new logo.
Yes, we are. We're excited about it because we get to keep the chicken.
Yeah. We've got the chicken intact. We've got a funky, cool, very, very smooth logo. Big shout out to Rebecca Sullivan with our family here at Civic Media. Does a great job on this and been working so hard on this rollout. WFHR does have one coming, everybody. Be on the lookout for that. So what does this mean? It means new shirts.
It does.
So we're at the Central Wisconsin State Fair today. Exciting time. Always enjoy fair time. Fairs and radios are hand in hand. They belong together. We're so excited to be there. We should have been there for the last 5-6 years, I believe. And it's nice that we're there now. We're going to have a booth down there. Melissa's going
to
be there.
I get to be there. I'm super excited. I'll be there from 2 to 5 today.
Mm-hmm. Stop by.
And if you come up to the table and say you heard about this, and me being there, or us being there, on WFHR or WIRI, I get to give you a shirt.
Yes, free shirts. We're so excited about this. Come on, check them out, everybody. They are a really nice color. Mm-hmm. They're going to look dang good on you. Dog, yeah, they are. Yeah, they are. Trust me, they are going to look good on you. We are excited about this. Come by, say hi, get a shirt, and check out the Truth Booth while you're there.
Yes, you can vent, tell your story, talk about fair food, you know, whatever you want. What's on your mind? Share it with us.
Got a good pie recipe. Seth would love that. you know, that kind of thing. You know.
Want to wish Seth a belated happy birthday and embarrass the heck out of him? That'd be great, too.
Big shout out to our whole family at Civic Media, not only getting us out of the house here and getting a chance to be at the fair and other events coming up, because, boy, do we got a lot lined up, everybody.
Yes, indeed.
But, again, I want to send a shout out to Jorge, Rebecca, the great work that they've been doing on these projects. Jorge with the Truth Booth and Rebecca with this beautiful rollout of these logos. And when WFHR's logo is released, you're going to see a little more, I think a little more of a change than with the WIRI logo, but a similarity between the two.
And yeah, the two go together.
And when you look at, as you do, and you go to civicmedia.us and you look at all of our great stations and our great programs and all these logos, you're going to see, oh, they all look like they belong together. They're all family and everything.
Big family.
It's cool. We're excited about this. Stop on by the booth at the Central Wisconsin State Fair and enjoy yourself at the fair, everybody.
Oh, yeah. Have a lot of fun. I know they got a great music lineup.
Very excited about this, Melissa. The WIRI logo we were talking about on the other station on WisCountry. Looking forward to getting into the WFHR logo with everybody. And again, be on the lookout. Not only are we giving away shirts today at the booth, but we may have other stuff coming up. You never know. You never know.
Indeed, indeed.
It's pretty exciting. So I want to dive into this one real quick, Melissa. We don't often start our stories with "That Ain't Right," but we kind of have to on this one.
Okay.
So, interesting story here. We go to Boston, where a man whose dog ate his passport just over a week before his planned wedding in Italy said he was given an emergency appointment at the Boston Passport Agency.
Oh, so good.
Right away, we can let you know that the wedding went and had happened. But Dante Frattololi and his fiance Madara Marzini went to Boston City Hall on Thursday to fill out their intention of marriage forms ahead of their planned August 31st wedding in Italy. They arrived home hours later to discover their dog, Chicky, a.k.a. Chicken Cutlet.
Oh, no.
I don't know about that name.
It's a great name.
Had chewed up Frattololi's passport with just over a week remaining until their flight on Friday.
Oh, no.
That's rough. That is rough. See what I did there? See what I did? I worked all night on that.
Sorry.
They loved the dog. Nobody was mad at the dog or anything, but they were kind of like, what the what, man? Like, you know?
Yeah. Of all the things you could have chewed, couldn't you just go for the leather shoes that I paid $1,000 for?
And here's the other thing. That's a great note, Melissa, because according to the article that you can find at upi.com, the dog didn't, like, mess up anything else in the house. It was like the dog knew that they were leaving. And, like,
want you to leave.
Like a kid would think. Like, if I hide the passport, or if I hide mom and dad's keys, they can't drive away.
They can't leave.
They can't leave. So.
Oh, my goodness.
That's a pretty good one. That is a pretty good one. We quick palate cleanser, huh? Quick palate cleanser. Let's get to that. Because I'm excited about this one, and I cannot actually wait. So I was up pretty late with my mom last night. She had a rough night. And one of the things that helped make her smile, her favorite animal in the world are giraffes.
Oh.
She is the way giraffes are, as I am with penguins.
Okay.
And so anytime I have a radar for giraffe news. And I was talking to my brother because I'm hopeful, fingers crossed. It's such a weird sentence to say. I'm hopeful that my brother can watch my parents one of the next couple of days here so I can get down to the fair with you and everything.
Awesome.
But I was talking to him and he's like, hey, did you hear about this? And I was like, no. And he was telling me about a giraffe baby born. And they actually sent me down a rabbit hole where I found a Tennessee zoo announcing the birth of what officials believe to be the only spotless, replicated giraffe in the world.
Wow.
The Brights Zoo in Limestone said the female giraffe was born at the facility July 31st, and zookeepers soon discovered the baby was uniquely solid colored. And I'm looking at a picture of it, Melissa, and it looks like the coat and everything is like of a deer. It's such an interesting, you wouldn't think just a giraffe without its spots. I don't think we talk about a giraffe's spots very often. It's a leopard and other animals we usually do.
Yeah.
But it seems so, it just seems so, not like bad weird, just looks, it looks like a deer that evolved to like be taller.
With have a long neck.
Yeah. It's an interesting looking animal, but a beautiful looking animal nonetheless.
Awesome.
I thought it was pretty cool. There is, it reminded me though, speaking of penguins, have you seen pictures of the all tan penguins or the albino penguins or the black penguins?
Not like completely solid color. I don't think so.
Yeah, if you Google them, you'll find them right away. There's a handful of them in the wild. There was one that was discovered a couple of years back, an albino one, that actually looks a little more yellow than albino. And then there's one that it's kind of like a regular penguin, except its belly is not white, it's black. So it's just kind of like a black penguin. It's just, yeah.
Huh.
Interesting. Cool. Always interesting when you see these.
Every being is beautiful in its own way.
Mm-hmm. We're spoiled around here in this part of Rapids where we've got an albino deer family that we see from time to time. I always know it's going to be a good day when I see them. it's a good day. It's going to be a good day today if I see one of those beautiful deer.
Mm-hmm. They are gorgeous.
We'll take a break. We'll come back with Misty's Menu Birthday and Anniversary Club on the morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. I feel like it's missing something. It doesn't kick in fast.
It does go on for a while.
Yeah. It should kick in fast. There we go. All right. There we go.
Well, it is probably a whole song, isn't it?
Yeah, it probably is. Probably. It's time to do some celebrating with our good friends over at Misty's Menu. What we encourage you to do is treat yourself. Head on over to Misty's right now. They're open till 2, open 6 to 2, 7 days a week at 9041 State Highway 13 South in Wisconsin Rapids. When you get there, thank the gang for us. Wish them a great day from all of us at WFHR. Get us your birthdays and anniversaries. We want to celebrate with you. Shout out to our friends out in Sweden who messaged us just a little bit ago on their ham radio saying how much they love the segment. Also, talking to a couple of friends of mine in the Miami area, and they listen in, and they were jacked about this. They're actually incorporating it on one of their shows.
Oh, cool.
They're not as stylish, and they certainly don't have a great place like Misty sponsoring them, but they love the idea. It's fun.
Good for them.
We want you to get us your birthdays and anniversaries, everybody. Send them to info@wfhr.com, james.mailf@civicmedia.us. You can reach any of our staff with that email address kind of outline. Also, direct message us on Facebook and WIRI's Facebook page. Get us those birthdays and anniversaries that way. And you can call up 424-2600 now until about 8:30-ish.
Our phones are working again. Yeah, please call.
Yes, please call. Please do.
424-2600.
I got in the studio, and once I got the clean feed set up, Melissa, I immediately remembered the phones, and I called just to make sure.
called yourself?
Yeah. Just to make sure they were working before Paul called us and everything. So we do know the phones are working. 424-2600. Melissa, I need a 1 through 4.
Ooh, I'm going to choose 1.
All right, that gives us our qualifier. So we can get right into the celebrating and have wishing a very happy 8th anniversary to Jeff and Sherry Odom.
Jeff and Sherry, wow. Happy 8th. Congratulations.
Yeah, happy number 8, you two. Hope it's a great one for you. Celebrating their 36th anniversary, Phil and Tammy Abel.
Phil and Tammy, wow. Happy anniversary.
Enjoy the day, you two. Hope it's a great one for you.
Mm-hmm.
Celebrating a birthday today, Jeff Rickenberg.
Happy birthday, Jeff.
Enjoy the day, sir. Hope it's a great one for you. And our qualifier today, Betty Duda.
Happy birthday, Betty.
That's a great name. Betty, enjoy your day. Hope it's a great one for you. Enjoy, Betty Duda. I want to say the whole name. I don't know. If I knew you, Betty, I'd probably call you that the whole time, like Betty Duda. I'd always be using your whole
always refer to her that way.
It's a great name. That's a good one. Happy birthday to you, and you're our qualifier today, Betty. Enjoy.
Congratulations.
We take a look at our celebrity list, and just as interesting of a name, Dua Lipa is 28 today.
Ooh.
Singer, British singer. Mm-hmm. Let's see. We got another Brit we're celebrating here. Happy 45th to James Corbin.
Nice.
Yeah, yeah. It's going to be interesting to see what happens with him. he's leaving. He either is leaving or he has already left his late night talk show and did this kind of just as started getting a little bit. I don't know if James Corden's been canceled, but he certainly hasn't been been warmly received by the public in a while now. Cats didn't help anything. But then it turns out that the guy's kind of a jerk to waiters and waitresses and everything.
Oh,
and
that James Corden.
Yeah,
Okay.
He has lost a lot of work since then. And, you know, I don't think he did. I don't know if he did something. Society can decide. It's not for me to decide. I don't know if he did something that is completely cancelable. But in this day and age, man, you know, I don't know. It don't take much to never hear.
Yeah, he was on the Late Late Show. That's
yes.
Okay. Yep. Now I'm thinking of the right person.
And I don't know if people, especially people that are at that status, if they understand how quickly it could be a year from now. And hey, do you remember that James Corden guy? What happened to him? That's how this industry works, man. There are a billion people right behind you waiting for that gig. Treat people right.
Yeah.
Telling you, you're never going to hear me mess it up like that or anything. I'm one of the most boring people there is when it comes to celebrityism or anything. If I win that break ever happens, nah, not going out like that. Not going out. Howie D of the Backstreet Boys is 50.
Howie D.
One of the Backstreet Boys is 50. That just, I don't know who that is. I'll be honest with you guys. I don't know the Backstreet Boys by name or anything. I barely know who they are. But one of them being 50, definitely, that certainly stands out.
You know, his actual name is Howie, and it's probably Howie Duroe, but it's spelt Duruff.
Oh.
Howie Duruff.
Mm-hmm. It's a good name. A great, great actor. Kristen Wiig is 50 today. Kristen is famous, of course, Bridesmaids, Ghostbusters she was in. She was Cheetah, the main villain in Wonder Woman 1984. But I think the majority of us know her as a longtime Saturday Night Live alum.
Yeah.
Second City alum as well. Got to throw that in there.
Yeah, I'm trying to see where I know her from. Oh, she was in The Martian.
Yes. Yeah. She is really...
I mean, she's been in a lot of movies.
She is really talented. The Wonder Woman 1984 movie didn't do very well, but I thought she was very good in it. And it was really cool to get to see her play a villain, get to see her play something that, you know, outside of the comedic world a little bit. She's a very talented writer and actor. She's going to keep doing great projects going forward.
Oh, yeah. She's got a lot of voice work out there. And she's been in a lot of movies. I don't watch a lot of movies.
Yeah,
so.
I'm going to give this one an attempt just because I'm such a big fan of this actor. Adewale Akinyo Agbaji is 56 today. He was Killer Croc in Suicide Squad. Many may remember him as Mr. Echo on Lost. And Simon on HBO's Oz, which is where I first saw him. He is one of the best character actors I've ever seen. He is so talented. Very good actor. Ty Burrell is 56. Phil on Modern Family, known for a couple of other great performances, but Ty Burrell is one of those guys, a very, very, like, awkwardly kind of funny actor. Does really good awkward comedy in that.
Yeah, and he's done some voice work, too.
Yeah, yes, yeah, yeah. Couple of great musicians, three great musicians back to back to back here. Or actually four, it looks like. Four or five, wow. GZA is 57, one of the nine main members of the Wu-Tang Clan. Wu-Tang? Wu-Tang! GZA's amazing. Great rhymer. Great lyricist. The thing about the Wu-Tang Clan that gets lost in the shuffle, all of them incredible poets. I don't mean just songwriters. I mean poets. Like, they are incredible. Speaking of great writers that are also great poets, Tori Amos is 60 today.
Yes.
One of my favorite singer-songwriters growing up. Love Tori Amos. You talk about being bold and brave with your lyrics and your song choices and everything long before it was niche to do. Tori Amos was doing that back when we were in high school.
She's
a great singer-songwriter. If you're curious, it's not one of her big hits or anything, but I think one of the better songs as far as telling a story or anything, you know, that the forming of a song. Listen to the song "The Waitress" by Tori Amos. It is easily my favorite song of hers, and I think it is one of the best, visually, lyrically songs ever. It's such a good song. Let's see. Debbie Peterson from the Bengals is 62. Walk Like an Egyptian, Eternal Flame, Manic Monday, just a couple of hits. Just a couple.
Just a few.
Just a couple of songs. Roland Orzabal is 62 as well. Lead singer and songwriter for Tears for Fears.
Ah.
One of my favorite bands growing up. Shout, Head Over Heels, Everybody Wants to Rule the World. And personally, my favorite guitar player of all time, and I think in the top, if not the best, in the argument for the best guitar players of our generation, Melissa, Vernon Reed is 65 today. Living Color guitarist, Cult of Personality, of course, their big hit, the one that most of you only know. But I encourage you to listen to many others. But if all you know is Cult of Personality, I still stand on what I just said. go ahead and listen to the guitar solo in Cult of Personality. Listen to it live. Listen to any other Living Color songs, and you will come away saying, yeah, that man, that is one of the most amazing guitar players I have ever heard. incredible songwriter too. A great songwriter as well. Bill Parcells is 82. The Big Tuna. Used to coach New York Giants, Jets, Patriots, and Dallas Cowboys. Won himself a couple Super Bowls with the Giants. Carl Yastrzemski is 84. Boston Red Sox Baseball Hall of Fame legend.
Nice.
And some people no longer with us. And boy, got a couple of ones that really hit the heart to start off with. Really, all of them do. Cindy Williams would have been 76 today. Born in 1947, passed away just this year. She was Shirley on Laverne and Shirley.
Ah, yes.
Big. While Laverne got a lot of the pub and everything, I was a big Cindy Williams fan. I really, really enjoyed her work. I love that show. I was a big fan of Valerie Harper as well. Born in this day in 1939, passed away in 2019. Rhoda on the Mary Tyler Moore Show, and of course the spinoff Rhoda. she was diagnosed with inoperable. Thank you, Melissa. Brain cancer, and only given 3 months to live. She survived 6 more years.
Oh wow! Yeah. Good for her.
Yeah. Ray Bradbury, born in this day in 1920, passed away in 2012. Sci-fi author of The Martian Chronicles, Something Wicked This Way Comes, and of course the legendary Fahrenheit 451. There is no way that sci-fi goes where it does without Ray Bradbury.
Nope, he was one of the forefathers of it for sure.
One of the guys too that was able to find ways of bringing attention to something with a sci-fi subject. Fahrenheit 451. Well, there was a lot of books that we had to read in high school and stuff that I look back and I'm like, what good did that do me? Not that one. That still remains one of the best books I've ever read.
Yes. And he had a great imagination.
Such a great imagination, yeah. And one of my favorite singer-songwriters growing up, and I think many out there's, Lane Stanley, born in the state in 1967, passed away in 2002, way too dang young. Alice in Chains, lead singer and songwriter. Should be here. It's on him that he's not, but dang it. Just don't make it any easier. And one more time, wishing a happy 36th anniversary to Phil and Tammy. Happy 8th to Jeff and Sherry. Happy birthday to Jeff Rickenberg. And a happy birthday to our qualifier, Betty Duda.
Happy anniversary and birthday, everybody. Go enjoy some pie at Misty's.
Enjoy Melissa's news. And otherwise, we encourage you to treat yourself. Get on over to Misty's. They're open right now till 2, open 6 to 2, 7 days a week at 9041 State Highway 13 South of Wisconsin Rapids. When you get there, wish them a great day from all of us at WFHR. Oh, boy. Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Falco bringing us into the break here.
I almost needed more coffee for that.
Yeah, that one hit. That one, not in a good way. I think a lot of us thought we'd never hear that again after 1985, 86, something like that.
And then along came Seth.
I almost did a spit take there, Melissa. I need a drink of water. That was too good. That was great. It is that was good. It's National Tooth Fairy Day. And four out of five dentists approve. Now, actually, five out of five, I'm sure, do it. In a poll, 81% of Americans, four out of five, say the Tooth Fairy is welcome in their home. It's unclear if the other 19% actively bar the Tooth Fairy from entry, or maybe they just maybe they're trying to corner the market on kids' teeth. I don't know. It's their own business. Also, 36% of parents say the Tooth Fairy helps promote good oral health habits for children, and 27% of kids head to bed early if they're expecting a visit from the Tooth Fairy.
Yeah.
27% of that's high enough number for parents. You know, that's yes. That's enough. a few months ago, Delta Dental's annual poll found that the national average payout is now $6.23 per tooth.
Wow. $6.
That is up a whopping 87 cents from last year, up $2.20 from 3 years ago, and up $4.93 from 25 years ago. So that's well over the ratio of inflation. So someone's feeling awfully generous here. 424-2600. What, or if anything, did your parents do for you when it came to the Tooth Fairy? I was lucky that every once in a while I get a silver dollar. It was usually a quarter, but nice. Every once in a while you got a silver dollar. That's when you knew mom and dad were both working. That's what I'm kidding. That was it though. That is high as this ever went for me. I do remember, I think it was either my sister or my brother, freaking out and like running out in the morning one day and they had a $2 bill.
Ooh.
And I'm pretty sure it was my sister, but it might have been my brother. I'm not sure. But I do remember inflation happened quick in the Mailoff house. it was 5 years later, and boom, kids got $2, you know?
Well, those $2 bills were kind of a big deal for a while there.
Yeah.
I used to get one for my birthday every year.
My Aunt Florence, my mom's Aunt Florence, used to send them to us. She'd go to the bank just to get like a bunch of $2 bills for her, you know, nieces and nephews and everything.
And there's somebody, I don't remember where I ran into him, but he always has $2 bills on him. He pays for stuff with $2 bills because he personally wants to keep them in circulation.
That is awesome. I think that's really cool.
Elderly gentleman, yeah.
It's one of those things, like, I know that we're any day now, it's going to be like, hey, what happened to the penny? It feels like that might happen. Of course, they've been saying that for over 20 years.
For a long time.
Yeah. So we'll see if that actually happens. But I hope that the $2 bill never goes out of rotation. It just for the nostalgia and the fun of it. I don't know how purposeful it is. I don't know, you know, how necessary it is and how much money it costs to print that out and make more of them and all that. Et cetera,
well,
all
it
that.
Probably costs less money to make the $2 bill than the penny. I mean, not money necessarily, but there's paper in the $2 bill. There's actual metal in the penny.
I'm not sure.
I don't know. Yeah. Be interesting to find out.
Yeah, we will. We got any mint smiths out there? Any mint makers out there?
Does anybody know the answer to this question?
424-2600. Still looking to know what you were given for your Tooth Fairy, from your Tooth Fairy. What did they give to
and
you?
And my parents didn't believe in the Tooth Fairy, so she didn't visit our house.
Okay.
It was very sad. I didn't get anything for my teeth besides a tooth.
But but you were still encouraged to brush your teeth and all that? And,
oh, of course.
You know, everything?
Of course.
So,
yeah.
I think either
oral hygiene was important. We had a water pick when I was a kid. You know, the little wand that would shoot water out. I always thought that was so much fun.
I've always wanted to try one of those. I've never tried one. I would love to try one of those. It's like a bidet for your mouth. It's like, no.
Pretty much. It's kind of.
It's a terrible
it's
line.
It's like a water lavage for your gums.
let's talk a little sleep apnea. And by that, I mean screen apnea.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Have you ever noticed this happening to you? The New York Times did a big write-up on a hot new term, screen apnea. It's like screen apnea. I'm sorry. I have sleep apnea, so I keep doing this. I apologize. it's like sleep apnea where you stop breathing in your sleep, except it happens when you're too focused on screens.
Oh, and you stop breathing?
You don't stop breathing altogether, but you might sometimes be holding your breath without realizing it or just taking shallower breaths. I noticed this in school when I was in sports. I noticed it in track and field. I noticed it in football and basketball. Sometimes when you're listening to coach or you're really beat after, like, you were in school all day and then you got practice afterwards and it just not really thinking. You're just kind of in the you're just going. Your body's just going through the motions. Okay. And doing what, you know, routine it is to do. And because we don't think about breathing off most of the time, it seems awfully silly to think, well, how could you not breathe or forget to breathe or anything like that? But it happens.
Yeah. Yeah. Usually when you're super focused on something. Mm.
A Microsoft exec named Linda Stone realized she was doing it in 2007 and coined the term email apnea. But it doesn't just apply to email. So screen apnea is the new term.
Interesting.
She tracked 200 other people's breathing while they checked their email and found 80% sometimes held their breath or altered their breathing.
Hmm.
So good portion.
What kind of emails are they getting?
Yeah. Yeah.
I find myself doing it like when I'm reading a book, maybe, or, you know, and there's something tense happening or there's something unexpected that happens. And I scare my boyfriend sometimes because I'll, you know, take a sharp inhalation and he's like, what? I'm like, sorry, it's just my book.
So it's part of our body's stress response to any sort of stimuli. Our nervous system kicks into gear, and just in case there's a threat, then our body responds by slowing our breathing to help us focus.
Mm-hmm.
So we're not doing this. Our body is.
Yeah.
Cats do it, too, when they're stalking a bird. Right before they pounce, they tend to freeze, hold their breath, and then and the same thing happens when we get an email, a text, or a Slack message. In other words, we're constantly overstimulated, and when that happens, we tend to get jumpy.
Ah.
When it happens too much, it sends our body into a, quote, chronic state of threat that leaves us feeling exhausted and drained every day. And here's a trick that might help you through. If you catch yourself holding your breath, try sighing out loud.
Okay.
Studies show it might help resist your reset your breathing and get you to start taking deeper breaths again. So
interesting.
I don't know. A fake sigh, like that. You know, is that what they're kind of talking about? You think or?
Yeah. Just like.
Yeah.
Just because you have to when you sigh, you're letting your breath out completely.
Mm-hmm.
So then your next step, you have to take a breath in. Because you have no breath in your lungs. So it requires you to take a fuller breath.
Being honest, I will not surprise anybody by saying that I went into this a little more serious than I wanted to, because it seemed like kind of a funner subject. But actually, 80% of people doing this, that, you know, that tells me that this is something we all got to pay attention to.
Mm-hmm. Well, and I'm interested in when you said that we're in a constant state of overstimulation.
Yes.
That kind of hits home.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Because we're surrounded constantly by stimulation. And when we're not, we seek it out.
Yes.
You know, like, what do you do when you're sitting there with nothing to do? You pull out your phone and you start flipping through stuff.
Yep.
You know? Whether you're scrolling through social media or reading your book or... But we constantly expect it now.
We have gotten to a point, if we're not there already, we're getting to a point where we are kind of addicted to stimuli.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know what the next 30, 40 years, what that looks like, you know, for that, those generations, for those people. I also though think that, we tend to do the sky is falling thing way too often and you know, bringing attention to this, talking about it oftentimes I don't want to say corrects it, but just having it in your brain and
being aware of it.
Yeah. That seed being able to grow in your head kind of helps you, like, this is something I should think about. You know,
but you know, James, we have as humans sunk, you know, I can't think of the right tense of the word seek. We've constantly worked at being entertained. You know, think about way back when they would play music and do acting things out around a campfire. Cavemen did that, you know, and then there were traveling storytellers, and then we had traveling actors, troops.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's constantly something that we've had throughout our evolution as humans. And now we're to the point where, well, computers can maybe do it to a certain point, but we still need that human element.
Yeah, and you can go back and find newspaper articles talking about vaudeville ruining society. So, we've been worrying about this for a long time when it comes to a lot of these things. I think it's important to pay attention. I don't necessarily think that it's something that you have to, you know, oh, the sky is falling kind of thing. But it is certainly noteworthy. It is definitely something to be paying attention to.
And I think it is very important to call the attention to the necessary component of having humans in the entertainment industry, you know? Yes. Not to segue you up for a writer's strike conversation, but kind of is.
Just give me a second to pull my soapbox over here. And no, I'm just kidding. But I do appreciate you making note of that, Melissa. It is scary to me how quickly the writers and actors strikes went out of the public eye and people stopped caring.
Nobody's talking about it anymore.
Yeah. This is exactly,
but it's still going on.
This is exactly what the powers that be, the 1% in the entertainment industry, wants to have happen. Is for people to forget about actors and writers, and for us to basically settle and take an even worse contract than when it was already in place. Mm-hmm. If you want people that live in bubbles, that have never had a creative bone in their body, to be in charge of entertainment, then I suppose keep on not caring.
Reality TV forever.
Yeah. If you want more of the Real Housewives of Albuquerque or, whatever other shows are out there right now and everything, then more power to you. Go ahead and keep supporting that stuff. But for the rest of us, we are going to be on the right side of history when it comes to this, supporting the actors and writers guilds.
Mm-hmm.
Taking a break, coming back, and we're talking parents. Did you have living room parents, bedroom parents? 424-2600. We want to hear. I know. Okay, I purposely have not looked. I'm going to find out when you find out, Melissa.
All right. Sounds good.
Coming up on the morning show at WFHR. Welcome back, everyone. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Melissa and James here with you. We hope you're having a fantastic Tuesday out there. Thank you so much for joining us. I'm going to get into some fun topics here. In the 9 o'clock hour, we'll have some entertainment news, that ain't right stories, good stories of the day. And we're also going to get into 4 tricks to quickly find something you lost.
Oh, yeah.
Hopefully you haven't lost something in between this time and you're just sitting there waiting at home. Come on, hurry up and get to it. I can't find my keys.
Well, keep looking.
Yep, keep looking. Let's dive into this one, Melissa. We're going to get into, did you have living room parents or bedroom parents? A TikToker started a discussion.
Oh, of course.
Of course. About the two kinds of parents many of us had while growing up. I'm going to let her explain this here.
I asked my husband, were his parents living room parents or bedroom parents growing up? I grew up with bedroom parents. And he was like, oh, yeah, my parents were living room parents. They did not really hang out in their bedroom. Like, we didn't go in their room because, like, you respected their bedroom unless you were, like, invited in. I didn't know that, like, living room parents were a thing until I was, like, much older because, like, my parents were bedroom parents. But, like, also my best friend growing up, her parents were bedroom parents, okay? So, like, I thought that was normal. So, like...
Okay, so I can't take her saying like one more time. So we got the essence of it, right? Living room parents, bedroom parents. What were yours? 424-2600. I find this kind of interesting just because, first off, we can't stop labeling things. Like, we just cannot stop labeling stuff. We just got done with an article on it's not just sleep apnea, there's screen apnea. Now we don't just have parents or you know, this type of parent or this type of parent. Now it's living room parents and bedroom parents. We just cannot stop labeling things. Just getting that off my chest. I cannot handle it. My parents were definitely living room parents.
Okay.
They were in their bedroom a bit, but they were mostly out and about in the house, in the living room and that. They spent most of their time in public spaces, I would say, of the house.
I had a garage dad and a kitchen mom. I mean, you want to really label them where they spend the most amount of their time?
Yeah. same song here, Melissa. absolutely. My dad was an outdoor or garage dad, and my mom was, if not in the kitchen, she was bopping around the house somewhere.
Or a garden mom. I mean, she spent most of her time in those two areas of the house, I would say.
I don't know. Like growing up, most of my friends were living room parents. I don't know many. I did date a girl who her parents seemed to spend most of their time in the bedroom and not really socializing very much. But it wasn't really a big deal. It wasn't actually. They probably should have been out in the living room more.
Supervising.
Yeah. It was high school, so I'll leave it at that.
Well. I think it depends too on sometimes on the setup of your house. We had one summer where we were a bedroom family because there was one air conditioner and it was in mom and dad's bedroom, and that's where we spent the entire summer because it was hot.
Now you're speaking my language. Yes, I can relate to this. Yes. You know, it was so awesome because we had never had an air conditioner. We finally got one, and it was one of those like really, really old ones that hang out the window.
Yeah, like window. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that everybody, like it seemed like everybody had one of those.
Well, a lot of people have them still because that's the only option. Yeah.
Is there anything, like, especially, because I know in, you know, out here in central Wisconsin, you don't see or experience this very much, but as a kid growing up in the city, one of the weirdest, scariest things to deal with all the other stuff to deal with and be afraid of or whatever, or fear, you know, keep an eye out for, was the idea that one of those air conditioners was going to fall from, like, the 10th floor or the
5th. Oh, no.
Because every one of those things just seemed like it was hanging on by,
just
like...
Just hanging,
just by duct tape and willpower. Like, that's all that was holding those things in place.
Well, because the you had to have it tipping down a little bit so that the water ran outside the window instead of inside the house.
Yeah.
If it's working properly, that's how you want it. But then they look, precariously perched.
Not the greatest design necessarily for those things, but you know, hey, they worked. They did their job.
They cooled the room off.
Definitely did the job that was asked. I'm curious. I'm curious if there's a big difference between these types of parents. You know, I don't really see. I suppose that there is maybe socially there might be some differences there.
But how much they're involved, I guess.
Yeah. But the more I think about this, the more it just kind of like I don't know if it really, you know, makes a difference one way or the other. Not really sure.
Well, I think it's different family styles, different upbringing. But everybody's story is different.
If you don't have kids and this news hits hard, you're officially not an average Joe. The CDC is kindly asking Americans to please, please stop kissing and snuggling turtles.
What?
Yeah. There's a salmonella outbreak in 11 states that's linked to pet turtles.
Oh, my.
Even if they're healthy, they can have it in their droppings. Then it can spread to their shell or their tank and into your hands, or if you're kissing them, onto your lips. And at least 26 people have gotten sick, and 9 had to be hospitalized. Thankfully, CDC hasn't reported any deaths.
Wow.
Small turtles and baby turtles tend to be the biggest drivers of these outbreaks.
So because they're so cute.
Yeah. In 1975, the federal government banned the sale of turtles with shells less than 4 inches long. The CDC says any half-decent pet store doesn't sell turtles that small. They're still sold illegally online and at flea markets.
Of course.
Do not support those entities any more than you support puppy mills. And that is just me. Yeah. I'm speaking for myself, to each their own. But I am determined to end puppy mills. And I believe very strongly about the selling of illegal animals or small animals that should not be. You got a puppy that's not old enough to be, you know, sold or
away
given
from
away.
Its mother.
You know, that kind of thing.
Well, there's reasons for these rules that are in place.
Yeah. When my ex-wife and I were really young when we got together, and Mandy loved animals, and I didn't grow up with any animals, so we had a zoo in our little apartment. We had just about every darn animal you can think of, and we had turtles, and Mandy is very hands-on with animals except with turtles. I learned through her how important this is. And how much, because once we had JC and Izzy, the little babies and kids bopping around, they want to play with the turtle. They want to pick it up and everything. We had a chinchilla that they could play with more than they could with this, with the turtle.
Mm-hmm. Well, and it's important to know those different things about animals that maybe you don't commonly know if you don't grow up around them. Like horses, don't feed them grass clippings.
Yeah.
There was a horrible story about that here recently where, you know, people you know, trying to help out, and maybe that they think they're giving them a treat, but no, that's not something that they can have. So, you know, there's a lot about animals we don't know if we don't know.
Yeah. We will take a break right here. We'll come back. We're going to talk a little entertainment. We got some That Ain't Right story. Good stories of the local good stories of the day coming up. We're also going to get into four tricks to quickly find something you lost.
Good.
And the secrets to judging how good a restaurant is.
I can tell you what my mother would have said when we get to that segment.
Looking forward to that. Quick reminder that we're going to be at the Central Wisconsin State Fair today.
Yeah, I'll be there from 2 to 5 today. I'm excited to see you. Come stop down. Get a t-shirt.
Stop by, say hi, and be one of the first 10 people to say that you heard us talking about this on WFHR or WIRI. You get a shirt.
Yep.
And we're really excited about this new logo rollout for WIRI. WFHR's is around the corner. Be on the lookout for that, everybody. And, of course, be a part of the Civic Media Blood Donation Challenge if you can. We greatly appreciate all you donors out there, all you heroes, future heroes, and people that already have. Go to civicmedia.us/giveblood to find out more. Take a selfie when you donate blood. Upload it to your social media with the hashtag CivicPints and get yourself some gear and some tickets from us.
Yes.
We'll take a break. We'll come back with more fun on the morning show at WFHR, where we are locally grown radio.